If the kids will come down for Kids Corner, Linda Nelson will be sharing some time with you this morning.
I love Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus. Come on, join us now. How about you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
Well, good morning. I'm glad to have you all here this morning on such a snowy, cold day. Are you all ready to go back to school? Yes? Well, I have a snow globe today, and on this snow globe, I have the depiction of, can you tell me what that's depicting, you think? An angel. That's right. And I'm going to read some scripture from Luke that says, now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings and of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Did you see that blue moon we had just a few days ago? How bright the sky was, even late at night. Can you imagine all the starry host and the multitude singing and praising for the birth of Jesus? And there's one word I want to lift out in that scripture today, and that's the word goodwill. What do you think goodwill means? Can anybody tell me? Goodwill. Well, it's a desire for well-being of others. And we see a lot of that at Christmas time, don't we? We see a lot of goodwill, wanting to help others. And that's wonderful. You know, a few years ago in our church, our pastor thought Christmas was too busy a time for people, that they missed out on the real joy and the scriptures. And so she had Christmas in July. Do you remember that congregation? Christmas in July. And it was an interesting experience. But as I was going home that night from the meal that we'd shared, it seemed like there was something missing. And I decided what was missing was that goodwill feeling that we have at Christmas. But you know, to really be givers, and sometimes we think we really give a lot at Christmas time, and it's wonderful the giving that we do. We have to be a receiver first. And our lives then, after we receive the gift that God gave us, can be a life of giving. And that's how our lives should be measured, by the giving that we do, not by the accumulating that we get in our lifetime. It's the giving that we do. And this church is certainly a giving church. And giving should be all year long, not just one season. Can you think of some of the ways our church gives? Yes. Money? That is one thing. Yes, all year long. And how about the barrel that we have in the foyer as we come in for the food pantry? That's something we do all year long too. And as we take communion today, we have a benevolence fund that helps people all year long. Our youth do mission projects. We have a VIM committee. We have a festival of sharing. And now, you know, something that we're doing is with the Epiphany Sunday is thinking of things that we can do. And I think that's what's important. I think goodwill is all year long. Right now, you may have some coats in your closet that you've outgrown, that you don't have to share with anyone else. I'm sure that the Warm House would love to have those coats for children. hats and mittens for this season of year. And we know that the needs go all year long. So I think that's something that's very important, is that goodwill be something that we give all year long to help and have a desire to help others. Something else, sometimes at this season of year, we do a lot of greetings and sending cards. If you have grandparents that live away, oh, I know they'd love a phone call next month or the next month. You know, my little 15-month-old granddaughter called me the other night. They didn't know she called me, but I could tell from my cell phone it was a call from my daughter, and there was no one on the other line. But it was really neat, because when my daughter got on, she said, oh, Gracie got a hold of my cell phone. But you know what? It was like it was a phone call from my little 15-month-old granddaughter, and it just brightened my night. So think of ways this year and the coming years that you can share the love of Christ with others, not just Christmas time, but all year long. Let's go to God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift that you've given us, and may we share in our lives and be a giving example of your love to others. We pray as we start this new year that you will guide us in ways that we can reach out and share your love with others. In Jesus' name, amen.